I'd like to read one more poem with this same, which has the same role of redeeming the despised. And this poem is formally unusual because it has a footnote, which itself is in verse. And it's called Holy Shit. And it goes as follows. I know we like to think we're immortal. And if the gods don't shit, why should we? And it sounds somehow healthy to stop shitting, to sever the chain of linked turds mooring us to some cesspool, such as the one Martin Luther, after 6 days of clogged bowels, was squatting over when the doctrine of justification by faith came to him. Or the dungeon of excrement that Dante glommed onto. Right now, a horsebun is turning light golden in a field in Ohio in the October sun, and in a Vermont pasture, a wrinkled cow flap blooms pinkish. Last night, you took what you liked from a carrot. Today, you give back the rest. Of course, there could be a stink, like the updrafts that made Virgil gag while pushing and pulling Dante down through the bowels of hell, or that smote Strephon when he discovered his beloved's chamber pot and slowly realized, Celia, Celia, Celia shits. But think, the matter you press out of your anus, your mother and father were glad enough once to wipe from your little tidy buttocks. And this Sunday, in stadiums all over the country, many thousands will congregate to watch reenactments of the Lutheran Epiphany when the liberating angel plucks turd after turd out of the upturned rear end of the Custiff Martin Luther and drops back and hurls each Protestant lump far downfield in the maneuver known as Schwarzkopf's Hail Mary. The child Genet would roost for hours each day in the silken peace of the outhouse, thinking of it as a confessional where we bear our most intimate parts, steeping his imagination in its odor and darkness. Though I myself have never sat reading poetry in outhouses or composed it while drinking in the family perfumes on the birch log laid across the open shitting pit in Freedom, New Hampshire. Nevertheless, it seems to me that I confuse the knob of transfigured earth that the alimentary canal shapes as it squeezes it out its bottom opening with the poem which it shapes out of its top. For I can never get near the 3,500 stacks in libraries or the poetry shelf in bookstores without having to shit. I got to work on that passage there. When the white-tailed deer pauses and drops her quarter notes the size and color of Niçoise olives onto the snow, she doesn't need to sing them, being free. Whereas the canary who with her gizzard sands off the husk and sleets it to the cage floor must trill the entire kernel of each seed into song. My father gave a grunt. I heard him on the horseshoe of the toilet seat. I thought one of the great stallions of the night had just kicked him in the rear end, knocking a turd out of him into the still water under him, causing its surface, thin as a sheet of brow skin, to worry all over. 35,000 feet up there somewhere, a fountain pen, turistas into a shirt pocket, a purplish-black gush that now will never become a great elemental word such as fire, night, wind, or shit. Asterisk on shit, and a footnote. Shit has the asterisk attached to identify it as an indecent word, which the newspapers that drooled over the smart weapons of the Gulf War, that kill so far away you never see a corpse, as if you could take a shit without seeing and smelling anything, won't print, even though it has an ancient lineage in the Indo-European skade, to split, to separate, to drop, and remains one of our most common words, outranking in frequency of use all the expletives, even the divine three, God, Christ, and fuck. Back to the text. Coming home, she said, yes. There's the bag and the fuss and the mess. But you know what I hate most? It's that I'll never sit down ever again and take a good shit. After 5 years in captivity, the ex-hostage said, they don't say it, but one of the great joys of being free is you can go to the bathroom when you want. On a kitchen shelf, a mouse puts turd seeds at the foot of a box of rolled oats. A black bear who swats down the apples of the lower branches of three trees almost immediately begins producing long, thick cylinders of barely altered apple chompings. A little apple nectar removed, a little bear nectar added, as if you could serve them up in the great restaurants of Paris and Lyon as compote de pomme de Dieu. We eat shit anyway, one way or another. What did you think the shapes of Baby Ruth's and Mounds bars meant? And consider the andouille and the boudin noir. And as for boeuf, those castrated creatures whom we have stripped of all purpose except to separate grass into shit and flesh that soon will be shit, don't those unmoving lumps dumped around in the field almost look themselves like the shit of some big something? Of course, as Olaf said, there is some shit I will not eat. There is some S period I will not eat, such as the S period of getting a bunch of rich countries to gang up and bomb the shit out of a small country, possibly to some good end, but probably mostly for the thrill of belonging to a people who don't die, who come out of the sky like gods and shit, not shit, but bombs on people who shit. A man in a lifeboat lived for 7 days by sucking the anus of a cuttlefish, which he fed with seawater, and which he did not eat until he had spotted Cape Hatteras. We don't have any idea what life is, but we know all who live die, and in the meantime work, sleep, mate, eat, and shit. So, let others kneel and pray for whatever they call victory in whatever war they have going. For us, let us sit bent forward slightly and be opened a moment as the earth passes through us.